What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here, hour number three. And for those of you watching on BAM User TV, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who joins us on Friday afternoons with her unique perspective on the world. So what is the first thing that you've got to talk about today?
Well, the first thing that is annoying me greatly, apparently in Bahrain, Bahraini inmates who are seeking medical attention punished with torture and solitary confinement. Now, this is coming from a Bahraini human rights group and says that detainees being held at a detention center in the tiny Persian Gulf Kingdom will be punished by solitary confinement and torture in case they seek medical attention from prison authorities.
In other words, the floggings will continue until morale improves.
Yeah, you know, it's the Duraz Youth Movement, and announced on Friday that the people at Dry Dock Detention Center, the inmates, will have that happen. And the movement noted that the practice had been drawn up by one of the prison's senior figures, identified as Ahmad al-Ahmadi. And they're also very concerned about the health situation of Ali Majed Rabea and Hussein Mahdi Qassem, stressing that the pair does face serious health risks after continually being denied proper medical care.
Well, there's a larger concern than that.
Yeah.
What if one of these prisoners comes down with something highly contagious? It's walked in with one of the security guards or one of the prison visitors,
yeah.
And they start saying, I'm feeling ill, and they basically get tortured and thrown back into the general population. They could wind up literally triggering an out-of-control epidemic that is not going to stay within those prison walls.
Oh, no, it won't, as we've seen in Yemen. And what the Al-Khalifa monarchy is doing to these political prisoners, at least from my perspective, Mike, is tantamount to committing war crimes. But of course, neither the U.S. nor the U.K.'s government will ever confront the monarchy with this because of the tactical importance of their naval bases.
Well, it doesn't qualify as a war crime because there isn't a war going on. But it definitely would qualify as a crime against humanity, against their own population.
Yeah, yes, definitely. I'd like to go over back to the Al-Aqsa Mosque rallies. And this is getting about as serious as a heart attack. At least four people have lost their lives during the clashes. And tensions remain very, very high. And two people were shot by settlers. There was a little boy who wound up succumbing to gas poisoning that was being used. And there is another very recent development. Muhammad Abbas has completely cut off all relations with the Israeli government. That just happened.
Okay.
As a result of this, you know, oh, man, this is going to get ugly.
Well, unfortunately, I don't know if you were listening to the program earlier, but mm-hmm. one of the opinions coming on out is mm-hmm. that Israel is getting ready to make a move to simply seize control of the entire Temple Mount. They'll knock down Al-Aqsa and start mm-hmm. building their third temple. That will ignite the entire region
in a
war.
Yeah, that's, absolutely. And we're also noticing with Israel that there is a dramatic increase in Israel's arrest of Palestinian kids. They're abused, deprived of food, they're beaten and denied legal counsel. And between January and May of this year, 331 Palestinian minors were arrested, a 62% increase on figures from 2012 to 2015, the NGO Defense for Children International revealed yesterday. And this is according to a report released by the human rights group. Israeli forces regularly abuse these kids. They deprive them of food, subject them to beatings, and prevent them from accessing legal counsel. And when they sign confessions, the confessions are in Hebrew. They're not even in a language these kids understand at all, which would be Arabic.
No, but it's useful for the propaganda to go on with the Palestinians are monsters. And again, one of the stories we covered earlier mm-hmm. is one of Israel's top rabbis are out there saying that killing Palestinians will bring the Jews closer to God, and it's their religious duty. And so it's really just wide open. And I think the reason for all of these young people mm-hmm. being arrested for not doing anything, they're forced to sign a confession.
Yeah,
they're beaten, they're starved, and then they're thrown back into the general population, mm-hmm. So that they'll say, you know, it's a campaign of terror. You know, the Israelis are terrorizing the Palestinians, trying to reach a point where the Palestinians will leave, except the Palestinians have nowhere to go. The other countries, their Palestinian refugee camps are already overflowing.
Yeah.
Egypt, it's digging in its heels about a new Palestinian refugee camp in the northern part of the Sinai.
Right.
So I think the next major distraction around the world, we're going to see Israel just go on in, pound Gaza into rubble, and just declare that the Temple Mount is now completely part of Israel, even though that is yet another defiance of the United Nations resolutions.
Yeah. And Israel loves to call itself the only democracy in the Middle East, forgetting that Iran does have elections. Hello. Not from a standpoint of these kids and their families, it's not. Not at all.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And again, looking at how corrupt the government of Israel has become, I'm not sure they're a democracy either.
Yeah.
They have the trappings and the illusion of democracy like we do here in the United States of America.
Yeah.
But as our election last year showed, most of our elections are completely fraudulent. And when we actually have enough votes to put the people's choice into power, the entire establishment goes into this absolute blind panic, and they wet themselves over this possibility that they are losing control.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to do a quick little shout-out to our honor affiliates who are rejoining our network. And what is your next story?
Well, we're going back to Israel because this has to be from the Department of, you can't make this crud up. And an Israeli general said, we will not let Iran win the Syrian war. Ceasefire sees Israel escalating threats against Iran. And, okay, Israel has made no secret of not liking the southern Syria ceasefire negotiated between the U.S. and Russia, complaining in particular that it doesn't keep the Syrian government and its Iranian allies totally barred from that part of the country, which they see as tantamount to letting Iran be too close to the Israeli border. And the latest guy to join the fray here is Israeli Major General Yaakov Amigdror. And he was attending a briefing today with foreign correspondents and warning that if the U.S. and Israel do not resolve...
U.S. and Russia.
Russia, thank you. Do not resolve Israel's complaints, the Israeli military will intervene and destroy every attempt to build infrastructure in Syria.
Yeah, they were making that threat also last week. That if you try and bring peace to Syria, we will go in and just bomb the place into rubble. And again, Israel wants the Golan permanently. They want all that oil and gas. And we are seeing, again, this coordinated campaign to try and demonize Iran in advance of an invasion of there. I don't even know how much actual Iranian assets are in Syria right now. Obviously, Russia's the major player.
Yeah.
And you'd think Israel would be more concerned about Russia preserving the status quo.
Yeah.
But again, we've got this flashback story we did earlier today about the Brookings Institute saying that we need to come up with a provocation to justify an invasion of Iran. So that's still on that's still on the plan.
And I have to ask this guy a quick question. Israeli Major General Yaakov Amigdror, have you gone absolutely barking dog mad to have made that statement and that accusation? And is he so sure and smug that the Israelis could go head-to-head militarily in a foreign country up against the Russians? I don't think Russia's going to allow this madness.
No,
call
they aren't,
silly.
But Israel's counting on the United States to come on in and deal with those gosh darn Ruskies.
And apparently, he also didn't get the memo that China is going to have a significant role to play in rebuilding of Syria's infrastructure to enhance their Silk Road concept.
Absolutely. And, of course, that is angering the United States because the United States wanted to go on in and loan Syria the money
at interest,
to rebuild the infrastructure and bring it into their sphere of influence.
Yeah. It appears to me, Mike, that this gentleman has not really thought this through to its logical conclusion somehow.
No, what it is their logical conclusion is we want war on Iran, we want to take the Golan, and they're just trying to come up with a sales pitch. This is the sales brochure to the public to get the public to say, oh, well, I guess it's okay. Except they're not getting a lot of traction with that.
And another issue with Israel here in the U.S., will the federal government make it illegal to protest Israel? Now, apparently, we've got a lot of Republicans and Democrats in Congress backing a bill that would criminalize support for the international boycott against Israel, also known as the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions Bill, named the Israeli Anti-Boycott Act. This bill so far has gotten support from 29 Republicans, 14 Democrats in the Senate. A similar piece of legislation introduced in the House has 237 co-sponsors, 63 Democrats, and 174 Republicans. With the intent to suppress the BDS movement and with others aligned with the boycott against Israel, the Israel Anti-Boycott Act imposes very harsh punishments. Any person convicted of violating the law faces a minimum civil penalty of $250,000 and a maximum criminal penalty of $1 million and 20 years in prison.
Now, all of this, of course, is a complete violation of the First Amendment, right to freedom of speech, which says we can criticize the actions of a government, any government, anywhere on earth. Now, there actually is already a law that makes it a crime for American businesses to boycott Israel. Now what they want to do is simply to say that you can't even say that you support the boycott movement. And again, that's a dictatorship. We have all these members of Congress who are willing to betray the Constitution and the Bill of Rights to serve their masters in Tel Aviv.
And when telling the truth about Israel's treatment of the Palestinians and why the BDS movement is critical to stopping that behavior, because it is the only language the Israeli government understands, folks, because it is economic in nature.
It's the money.
They're
interfering with our money. They're getting in the way of our profits.
And if this is passed, the unhinged, surveilled states of America will have truly fallen off a cliff on its very own 1984 moment.
Okay, well, sooner or later, somebody is going to, if this passes, and if Trump signs it, and I'd be very disappointed if he did, at some point they will try and charge somebody with this thing, and we're going to all have to pull together with a crowd-funded legal defense fund to take this all the way to the Supreme Court and challenge it on First Amendment grounds. This is clearly a classic case of the Congress betraying the core principles of the United States of America to please their foreign masters.
And
I think anybody who doubts that we have a Vichy government in Washington, D.C., that is puppet rulers who are controlling us on behalf of a foreign government, this is going to tell you right now what's going on here.
And if it does pass, I will not say anything about the movement, but I will continue to logically and peacefully document the horrors the Palestinian people continually have to suffer at the hands of their Israeli occupiers, because someone has to witness to it in a logical, peaceful, and honest manner. I'd like to sort of move over to India now. And this comes to us from Sputnik News. And there was just something weird about the way the headline was written. Anyway, they say Indian police to use chili punch to tame hostile crowds in Kashmir.
I think it's a mistranslation of pepper spray. Capsicum gel. It's the same thing.
And
we got for security.
They're going to use them to disperse mobs in the state of Jammu and Kashmir. And apparently there have been a lot of stone throwing protests in this area. And it's because I think human rights organizations were making a big thing about the fact that they were using pellets, which were making people blind before they were using the capsaicin. And I have to say that the Indian government is using this type of weaponry against its own people. Well, so does the U.S., but
Look what they did in Waco. I mean, they gassed the church full of women and children to death with a poison gas that's illegal to use in war.
Right, and particularly in the case of Kashmir, there are reasons these protesters are angry, and it's because of the long-promised referendum in order to give Kashmiris a chance to decide for themselves to become independent, stay with India, or become part of Pakistan, which has been completely suppressed by the Indian government. And I have a word for the Indian government. You are hailed as one of the most diverse, intense, and dramatic democracies on the face of this earth. Please start acting like one and hold the darn referendum.
Yeah, because, I mean, let's be honest, there just isn't that much in that part of the world that's worth fighting over.
No.
This is all about, this is our line on the map, and that's our line on the map. And, guys, you know, look at it from a cost-benefit situation. You're pouring all this money and violence and bloodshed into something, and there just isn't that much there that's worth fighting over. We're going to grab ourselves a phone call. John in Phoenix, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing okay.
Yeah, this is psychotropic drugs are actually causing diseases that are specific to their own kind. I mean, you got akathisia, which causes nervous twitches in the legs and stuff. Have you heard about that?
No, I haven't. How does this relate to what we're talking about?
The fact that a lot of people are committing suicide and stuff because they can't handle the side effects of the drugs. I mean, people are being court-ordered to take these drugs, and they're just checking out because they can't handle the effects of them.
Yeah, I can imagine. I know that some of the court-ordered drugs for sex offenders are very, very nasty. I remember when they first decided they were going to start treating heroin addiction with methadone, mm-hmm. and it turned out the methadone was even worse than the heroin in terms of being able to get off of it.
Yeah, they were saying that people are actually more effective on methadone than they are, on heroin than they are on methadone. They can hold down their jobs and stuff better.
Yeah. It's just another boneheaded decision. The government has to act like they're doing something. They create a crisis. Oh, my goodness, addiction is out of control. And then they get a lot of money and a lot of votes, and they say, well, we have to do something about it. What are we going to do? Well, let's just substitute one brain-wrecking chemical for the other one, and it just goes back and forth. And it has a lot to do with why this country is as messed up as it is, because people in positions of power, whether government or corporate, they've lost sight of what their original mission was supposed to be. And now it's just, grabbing money and power today and looking like you're busy and justifying your paycheck. And they really have lost sight of their original mission.
Well,
anyway,
thanks. Look up akathisia on the internet. Akathisia, akathisia.
All right. Thank you very much for the phone call. We'll take a look at that a little bit later. What is your next story?
Well, something kind of ironic in light of the fact that the Trump administration has really sanctioned North Korea. However, this is an interesting financial fact. The North Korean economy is growing at the fastest pace in 17 years in spite of these sanctions. The GDP last year rose 3.9% from the previous year when the economy contracted due to a drought and low commodity prices, the Bank of Korea said. It's very odd, what was supposed to absolutely tear the underpinnings out from under the North Korean economy don't seem to have affected it that much.
Well, they weren't going to, because North Korea was insular and self-contained, self-sustaining, and they can grow their economy just on their internal domestic business. Now, unfortunately, they're coming up on yet another drought, so this rate is probably going to drop a little bit.
Yeah.
But all of this stuff about sanctions and mm-hmm. all the rest of it presupposes an economy that is already inextricably intertwined with the global economy. That doesn't really apply to North Korea.
No.
They do trade with other countries, but it's not the mainstay of their economic activity.
Right.
Most of it is internal. They grow their own food. They make their own medicine. They build their own homes. They build whatever mm-hmm. internally. And so you can isolate them, and they're still going to be able to function.
Mm-hmm. And, Mike, you were talking earlier about the warning for all American nationals to get the heck out of North Korea, like now.
Yeah, that's a red warning sign,
yeah.
Along with this ban of any tourism from the United States to mm-hmm. North Korea at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe they're getting ready to try and stage a false flag. Oh, look, North Korea sank another one of South Korea's ships.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get that going. Or maybe they're just concerned about people going over to North Korea and taking a look for themselves and realizing that it isn't the horrible place on Earth that the corporate media has been showing us.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, I think it was last week, we put up this whole series of videos from inside North Korea. It's an okay place.
Yeah.
It's not this horrible, terrible national dungeon in which the North Korean people are suffering. In fact, most of them look pretty darn content and happy.
Yeah.
We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away,
oh,
did these remain?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're looking at the Fox News feed here, and apparently there's been another derailment of a New York train, this one in Brighton Beach. Apparently some of the wheels actually came off the train, and it derailed. Good quality workmanship. Good,
oh,
good maintenance there.
Yep.
What is your next story?
Well, apparently right now, the worst ideological enemy of the U.S. is now, drum roll please, Europe. And apparently these European courts have just walked all over the rights of individual EU members. And
well, there's that big stink going on between Brussels and Poland, and now Hungary has stepped on in and said, we side with Poland. Brussels is exceeding its authority.
And the danger is that with the help of many doubtless well-intentioned international NGOs, the EU will not stop at its shores. And they're trampling their own people's liberties through courts of appointed, unelected, unaccountable ideologues. And the danger, Mike, is that with the help of these people, the EU is going to even go further. And now the top European court is to consider if EU countries can censor the global internet.
Yes.
That's a little bit scary.
Not just within the EU.
Yeah, but the entire world.
The EU says, we don't like what whatreallyhappened.com is saying about Brussels, therefore you will shut them down. Now, we're seeing more and more of this kind of heavy-handed censorship, and it's actually now out in the open.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of that coffee mug we have for sale in the online store. The fastest way to bring down a dictatorship is to force them to act like one where everybody can see it. We're now at that stage.
Yeah.
But at this point, I honestly do not think the European Union will be intact come Christmas time. Between the Brexit, the economic predations of the ECB, the infighting between Brussels and these various other countries, many of whom are already talking about their own exits, and the problems with the open borders refugee crisis, I really do think the EU is starting to come apart.
Yeah, it looks as though it is starting to come apart, and the member countries are not getting the benefit that they thought they would.
No, they weren't. It was turned into another racket to make a few individuals very wealthy and powerful. And at this point, I'm in agreement with those who are saying the European Union is the union in name only.
Yeah. Next, I'd like to go over to Turkey and Syria, because Turkey appears to be poised to invade Syria's Idlib province as inter-jihadist violence rages. And there are a couple of Salafi jihadi factions in Syria's Idlib province that have been engaged in a brutal inter-rebel, or rather inter-jihadist war this week, prompting Turkey to prepare for a potential invasion to protect its favored factions on the ground.
See, all of this is coming out of al-Baghdadi's being killed. It's left a power vacuum at the top.
Yeah.
And so these various terror groups are fighting amongst themselves, which I think is a good thing, to see who's really going to be in control. The wild card here now is Trump has ordered the CIA to stop all support for the U.S.-backed rebels. On the assumption that the CIA actually carries out this order, that is going to cause many of these groups to simply evaporate because most of them are mercenaries anyway.
Yeah.
And if they're not going to get a paycheck, they're just going to pack up and go on home.
Or to some other place that does have a paycheck.
Yes, true.
Yeah. And it looks, unfortunately, like the tragedy which has been Syria the last half decade appears to show no signs of ending anytime soon. And I'm hopeful, Mike. The Russians seem to be having a little more influence over Turkey. And I'm hoping that the Russians will hold sway and influence Turkey away from even the concept of this invasion.
I think they're going to be able to have quite a bit of influence because Turkey itself is clearly starting to pivot away from Europe and the United States and pivot toward Russia and China.
Yeah.
And in the global geopolitical context, the United States is clearly losing this campaign, this agenda, because everything that they do is just driving more and more countries out of the Western sphere of influence and into the Russian, Chinese, Iranian sphere of influence.
Yeah, into the BRICS influence, really.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely. There was an article, again, from Zero Hedge, which I encourage people to take a look at.
Oh, we got to take another break?
Oh, we do, and then we'll get back to this after.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's A-P-P-S-A-P-A-R-T.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
We the people. Establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense. Promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And before we get back to Claire's news, we were just watching during the break, Fox News is showing video from the Temple Mount. And it is a massive, massive confrontation between the Palestinians, the Muslim worshipers, the settlers from the illegal settlements, and the IDF, and the tear gas is just all over the place. And again, I think Netanyahu is fanning this up, at least in part, to distract from his corruption trial regarding the German submarine deal, because certainly that's getting no mention anywhere in the corporate media right now.
No.
Definitely and again,
not.
If this situation spirals out of control, Israel may simply say, all right, we're going to take control of the Temple Mount because obviously the Palestinian Authority or whoever's supposed to be in charge of it now isn't doing a very good job. And that in turn will ignite a regional war.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I almost think it would be nice if we had like this giant alien spaceship fly in over.
Yeah.
The entire planet Earth right now.
Yeah.
And dump a bucket of ice water on everybody and say, calm down.
I think that would be a reasonable thing for them to do right now.
Yes, it would be. You're keeping us all awake at night with all this nonsense here. You know, where's Klaatu when you need him?
I hear you. I hear you, dear. And speaking of nonsense, the Hawaii Emergency Management Agency the Hama, is kicking off an educational campaign aimed at helping residents and visitors figure out what to do if the state is the target of a nuclear missile attack from North Korea.
It's a little tiny island. There really isn't all that much you can
no,
do. You know,
no.
Sit down, put your head between your knees, and kiss your butt goodbye.
Vern Miyagi, the administrator of the Emergency Management Agency, stressed that the public shouldn't be alarmed by the planning. Rather, he said the public should see the preparation and education much like the work being done to prepare the public for a hurricane or tsunami, which pose a greater risk to the state. And he said, we need to tell the public what the state is doing. We don't want to cause any undue stress for the public. However, we have a responsibility to plan for all hazards. Now, Vern,
I remember how well they planned for Hurricane Iniki out on Kauai.
Oh, okay. Vern, a word, please. And we live here. We have for the last 20 years. If the state of Hawaii handles a potential missile attack as well as it handled the absolute flustercluck of its light rail program, then citizens of the state of Hawaii are truly on their own. So what people here need to do, get educated. This means long-term storable food, long-term storable water, extra meds for yourselves and your pets. Have a bug-out plan if you are separated from the family, and understand tactically where you will be the safest. A place for you to ride out the attack in relative comfort. Now, Mike, on
Keanu
this...
Keanu Point.
Keanu Point? Okay. Seriously?
I mean, seriously. Yeah. Now, granted, North Korea's nuclear weapons are very small, but if this were to escalate to a nuclear confrontation with Russia or China, there is no place on this island you're going to survive a nuclear strike.
Yeah.
Except, of course, for that big expensive bunker in the middle of the
H3. Which
and
we can't get to.
We're not going to be allowed into that one.
Yeah.
But again, there is this issue, potassium iodate, which you can buy online. And no, we're not selling it at our website. We're not making money off of this thing. But basically, assuming you survive the initial attack, the biggest problem is going to be contamination, and one of the most vulnerable points of contamination is your thyroid, which is always absorbing iodine in order to process and give you your energy. And potassium iodate is a pill that you can take. They store for a very, very long time. And if you take this pill, it floods your body with iodine internally so that you are much less likely to try and absorb it from the environment. And sort of block that vector. So that's one thing that you can do.
Yeah, and the other is, if you've got kids in school, and a lot of people here do, learn what the policy of that school is regarding releasing these kids before the end of actual class time. Because, folks, you really cannot rely on the state of Hawaii to take care of you in any meaningful way. It is far too dysfunctional to even be the least bit effective in the case of such an attack by North Korea or potentially China. So you're on your own.
They can't even take care of the homeless people we have on this island. And by the way, I just found out today that my estimate of the number of homeless on this island was off by half. It's 8,000 homeless people on the island of Oahu, and it's a little tiny place.
Yeah. I'd like to sort of hop over to the caucuses. There's a lot of geopolitical turbulence over there. And to put it simply, after Syria, the Caucasus, barely 800 miles to the northeast, is literally Russia's second line of defense. It's soft underbelly, if you will. Quite understandably, Russia is in Syria, among other reasons, precisely to make sure that it would not have to fall back to the aforementioned defense line. Its geopolitical opponents, however, are doing their utmost to see that it does. Hence the intense turbulence and maneuvering between Baku and Tbilisi and beyond. And what they've done is the U.S. has placed a military, an American military base in Georgia, right close to Russia's border.
Oh, well, we have to contain the Russian aggression because Russian tanks are on the northern side of that border with Canada, and Russian half-tracks are on the south side of the border with Mexico. There's a Russian fleet of submarines in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
And, we know who the aggressor here is. And by the way, in this context, you need to understand, we don't know how many bases the U.S. has or is building.
Right.
Remember, that was the revelation that came on out when Turkey outed these previously unknown U.S. bases inside Syria.
Yeah.
And there's been all this talk about the building of a new U.S. Navy base right on that island at the mouth of the Gulf.
Yes.
Okay. And I know a lot of people come out and said, oh, I looked on Google Earth. I don't see anything. Something you need to remember about Google Earth. It's a lot of fun, and I use it a lot. But very often, those images you are looking at are many years old. It's not real time. It is not up to date. And certainly in the case of concealing military facilities, Google cooperates with the U.S. government in using an older picture that doesn't show where there's new construction going on.
Yeah. And apparently this new military base in Georgia is going to be ready for occupation and activity by the end of this year. And with all of the encirclement that NATO has done around Russia in these various Eastern European countries, Estonia, Lithuania, Latvia, et cetera, I think we're looking at some sort of military campaign, Mike, give or take, because it's middle of July, going toward the end of July. I think we're looking at some sort of major attack against Russia by NATO toward the end of this year, beginning of next.
Big mistake.
Yeah. You know.
Big mistake.
Yeah, definitely. And there was another article from Global Research that I really felt hit the crux. There is a crisis of trust in government and in globalization because it's been hurting people.
Yes.
You know, the massive immigration that's been caused by it, people are fearful, and fear factor politics has become endemic. And
basically what it is, they're pushing toward globalism, but they didn't make it attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had the ideology, one world government, it'll be wonderful, and yet everything that has been done in the name of globalism has actually caused tremendous amounts of harm. And it isn't just a question of people being afraid. It is a question of people looking forward and not seeing that things are going to get any better.
Yeah.
That, in fact, the New World Order global government is going to be history's greatest tyranny, and there will be no alternative way to go. And that's one of the arguments I have against globalism. It will end all social evolution and experimentation.
Yeah. And this is a natural consequence, Mike, of being lied to so frequently by one's government that one simply expects that everything the government and corporate media tell you is a lie. At least that's the way things are in the unhinged, surveilled states of America. That's really the truth here.
I mean, the American corporate media, they're lying about everything except the sports scores and the weather, and they're not even all that good on the weather.
Okay. And there was an article that came up today in Anti-War. I was kind of surprised because I had no idea it was happening. Apparently, Ray McGovern has been placed in court with a couple of his friends and to face the music, as the phrase goes. He and his Catholic worker, Jewish mother, and other friends twice blocked the main entrance and exit to the Hancock drone base to call attention to the push of the computer button killings done in our name. Those of you who, like our Quaker friends, are in the practice of holding justice people in the light, please do.
And we got to meet Ray when we were at the 10th anniversary for 9/11 in New York. He's a very nice gentleman.
And he is someone who realizes that this witnessing for peace is tremendously important. I continue to find him a man of great moral courage and someone I respect for his peaceful protests against things like the drone bases. Now, Mike, in my world, extrajudicial assassinations have absolutely no place in American law or jurisprudence, and they shouldn't.
No, they shouldn't, because we're not at war with these countries.
Yeah.
The U.S. government is simply flying these drones into other countries and killing people just to prove that it can. Mm-hmm. It's a terror campaign. They're using these drones the same way that Adolf Hitler used the B-1 buzz bomb and the V-2 ballistic missile to basically terrorize these populations into pressuring their government to conform to U.S. expectations.
Yeah.
And very often the people that they're targeting, it's not known for a fact that they've ever done anything wrong. In fact, a lot of the targets are picked by profiling.
Yeah.
And I've mentioned before this horrible tragedy where they were out there saying that anybody who was taller than average was assumed to be a fighter for one of the terror groups. And so they're looking through the drone camera and they're seeing this crowd crossing the street and there's one very tall individual and they figured, okay, that's got to be the fighter. And they struck the target and it turned out to be a teacher and his students on a field trip.
They
just shredded these people and scattered them across the block. And then they turn around and say that these people only hate us for our freedoms.
Yeah, and what these drone strikes appear to ultimately accomplish is create more radicalization in the countries where they are used, which translates into a permanent state of warfare, which always makes the U.S.'s military-industrial complex happy.
Yes.
Yeah. I have a great deal of respect for this guy.
Yeah, my respect for him just went up.
Yeah, yeah. This came also from antiwar.com. Our relationship with Saudi Arabia is an embarrassment. When this kid was 17, 5 years ago, Mutaba al-Sfekat committed the crime of participating in a pro-democracy rally in Saudi Arabia. So instead of attending Western Michigan University, as he had planned to do that fall, he was put into prison. Reports are now leaking out of Saudi Arabia that al-Sfekat will soon be beheaded for his transgression. And it's just the latest reminder that Saudi Arabia is America's worst best friend.
Second worst best friend. Israel has that number one
yes,
slot.
Yes, you're right. I stand corrected.
All right.
The U.S. does get something out of its relationship with Saudi Arabia. Intelligence sharing. The kingdom has used its power over OPEC to drive oil prices down when we wanted to humiliate Russia or accomplish some other goal. That's not nothing. And I have to tell you where I am, Mike, in this. As a citizen of a country colluding with Saudi Arabia in its commission of war crimes in Yemen, I am very deeply troubled by the U.S.'s and the president's BFF relationship to the Saudi monarchy and the Saudi government. And I set out some images today. Now, most of the people listening understand I am a Christian. But I felt very strongly, I felt compelled to witness to the evil being visited upon Yemen by Saudi Arabia and, by extension, the United States.
Well, Saudi Arabia is acting as the U.S. proxy there.
Yeah.
Because the U.S. had a successful intervention in Yemen some years ago, kicked out the democratically elected government, installed a puppet regime, and the people of Yemen don't want to live on a under a puppet ruler.
And neither should you. Yeah, and there's something that people need to understand on the last election, Mike.
Yes.
There was only one name for the candidate of president, and that was Mansour al-Hadi.
The puppet ruler.
Yeah, that was it.
Gee, I wonder if he's going to win.
The Saudi bombings in Yemen are killing and maiming Yemenite kids for life. By blockading the Yemeni ports with U.S. military assistance, the Saudis are ensuring that now Yemeni children are dying from malnutrition.
Now, Russia is trying to get humanitarian assistance in there.
Yeah.
It's basically a replay of the Berlin airlift in reverse.
Yeah. And when you have a starved, bomb-ravaged population, as you do now in Yemen, disease was sure to follow. And cholera is now well established in Yemen. And the diagnosed cases are around 300,000 as I type this.
I am not convinced this is a natural outbreak.
No, I'm not
either.
It's
too hard and too fast. Mm-hmm. And when you're dealing with a government that is okay with using torture, that has these secret prisons all over where people are being tortured into politically convenient confessions, drone striking, the Moab, depleted uranium, white phosphorus. The U.S. has been using white phosphorus against civilian areas in these various countries. So, yeah, what's a little biological warfare?
Yeah. And although Saudi Arabia's Prince Salman did pledge $66 million to deal with the cholera epidemic, to appear humanitarian, even as his government slaughters Yemen's people with bombs and bullets, the Saudis didn't give it to an organization that could really get things done, like either the Red Crescent, which is the Middle East equivalent of our Red Cross, or Doctors Without Borders. What this guy did with a cynicism so intense that it almost boggles the mind, Prince Salman donated this money to the UN, which is dysfunctional, dystopic, and disorganized beyond belief. He clearly understood that by the time that aid ever reached its target, these relief efforts would be too little, too late. They're also using DU weapons in Yemen.
Depleted uranium.
Depleted uranium. And, of course, they are having the same effect on the people and children in Yemen as they did in Fallujah, Iraq. Massive spikes in cancers, birth defects, and stillbirths have just spiked in Yemen.
And now we're going to see the same thing in Afghanistan where they dropped that Moab, which apparently also incorporates depleted uranium.
Yeah. And it's profoundly disturbing for me to understand just how completely morally comfortable our government, the Saudi government, and our and their military are with this genocide in Yemen. And I think for me, as both a Christian and an American citizen, I have to very logically ask about the moral cost of this relationship and the dark, bitter fruit it may well bear in the future, where the U.S. government may use Saudi Arabia as a proxy antagonist to Iran in a potential war against that country.
Well, that's going to be an interesting reversal coming back from when the U.S. used Iraq as a proxy in a war against Iran.
Yeah.
And it didn't work out.
Nope, didn't work out at all.
All right, we're going to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
And I'd like to follow with this.
Okay.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at Nature'sYouth.com. Nature'sYouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com, naturesyouth.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our Powhana Friday program here. And Claire, I mentioned this earlier in the show, but please, this is worth another story.
Yeah. I found this article from Pat Buchanan in antiwar.com, and I have grown to respect him a little more in terms of his pro-peace activities. And the article starts with a question: is Iran in our gun sights now? Now, Mike, back in 2007, all 17 U.S. intelligence agencies, all of them, declared with high confidence that Iran had no nuclear weapons program. They stated this again in 2011. Under the nuclear deal, Iran exported most all of its uranium, stopped enriching to 20%, shut down thousands of centrifuges, poured concrete into the core of its heavy water reactor, and allows UN inspectors to crawl all over the facility. Is Iran, despite all this, operating a secret nuclear weapons program? Or is this the war party propaganda meant to draw us into another Mideast war?
I vote the latter one. This is Saddam's nukes all over again. This is Russia hacked the election. Assad gassed his own people.
Yeah. And what the way I respond to this is simply to say, just because the creation of yet another war in the Middle East would be the most ham-fistedly, pig-headedly stupid thing the unhinged, surveilled states of America could do right now, is absolutely no guarantee that it won't haul off and do it.
Well, again, you need to understand the goal of these wars is to drag the world back to Bretton Woods and that post-World War II world where everybody had to go through the U.S. dollar for cross-border trade and banking, off of which the U.S. economic system made a huge profit.
Yeah.
And that is really the goal. They're literally murdering millions of people in this argument over whose brand of ink and paper we're supposed to be using for commerce.
And I need to interject something here. When Karl Marx made the observation, all wars are economic in origin, the man wasn't smoking opium. And this is, you know, definitely proof positive that he was correct when he talked about the economic nature of war.
Well, it's absolutely true because, again, in the intervening years since Bretton Woods, the dollar has become less desirable, while the ruble and the yuan and even the pound sterling are coming on as looking as much more trustworthy and reliable. The U.S. government can't fix our economic problems. They can't bring back our manufacturing in a timely fashion. All they can do is try and use treaties and the threat of war to say, you will run your nation's economic affairs to serve our particular interests. And that's what's leading to all this friction. And we're seeing all this economic warfare across the planet that could very easily turn into, probably is going to turn into, a full-on shooting war. Now, we're coming up here to the end of our program here. So, again, thank you for spending time with us today. John Stadmiller's show is going to be following our program here. And so stay tuned for that. There's a lot of good things coming on from that.
And be a seven-day awareist.
Yes.
Make sure that you're checking in with the independent media, what really happened, other sites that have proven themselves to be honest and straightforward.
All right. Well, there's music. Time for us to get on out of here. Have yourselves a really good weekend. Please take what you learn here and at the website, share it with everyone that you know. We are dealing with a tsunami of U.S. government bovine excrement pouring over us. We have to fight back.
Amen.
Talk to you Monday. Aloha, America.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.